This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, what is ethical fasting? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Brothers and sisters, we know that there are different classifications and levels of many of the ibadat in Islam, and fasting is not an exception. We said that there's a basic level of fasting, which is jurisprudential fasting, which is something, you know, refraining from some don'ts and performing some do's in the holy month of Ramadan. And we know fasting is obligatory on every Muslim. The second level is where you are thinking more about the philosophy of why you have been asked not to engage in certain acts during the holy month of Ramadan while you're in the state of fasting, and at the same time, why you have been prescribed to perform certain other deeds. Now, you start thinking about the philosophy, the reason behind it, the wisdom behind it. So the second level is ethical fasting. Now, ethical fasting, this is the fasting of the noble people. People in this degree not only fast from what is jurisprudentially mentioned, but they also observe an ethical fasting too. Such noble fasters let their eyes, ears, and all other body parts fast against whatever is required or regarded in the religion as haram. Gossiping is always haram, but for them, it is more haram during the fasting period. Non-Islamic dress is always haram, but for them, it is, the essence of the month of Ramadan. This is called ethical fasting, where they go to a whole next level, which is beyond just the basic jurisprudential level. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are talking and discussing about the ethical fasting, and we said this is a level up when compared to the jurisprudential fasting. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth infallible and immaculate Imam, is quoted from his ancestors, from the Prophet of Islam. When you fast, let your ears, your eyes, your hair, your skin, and all your body fast too. Do not let your fasting day be the same as non-fasting ones. It is quoted from Prophet Jesus to have said, "Renew yourselves and fast, for I tell you truly, except you fast, you shall never be freed from the power of shaitan and from the diseases that come from shaitan." So brothers and sisters, if we notice, see what the prophets and imams, they continuously try to do is to highlight and elaborate on the benefits of fasting and on the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting wajib on all Muslims and especially the believers. Now, if somebody is wise, they would not let go these benefits and advantages that one can reap from as a result of fasting. You know, some people think that, oh, what is Allah going to gain out of me staying hungry and thirsty? You know, it's funny because they've already lost the plot. This question is so basic that if they themselves think about it, they would know the answers. So they've lost the plot when they say, you know, what is Allah going to benefit from? Well, Allah doesn't need you. You need fasting. Allah is not in need of you staying hungry or thirsty or even performing even, you know, the higher acts of virtue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any of that. It is you who needs it. And out of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He continues to inform you and remind you that this is what you need to excel and grow spiritually. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.